Well, the president talked about his relationship with the military during his Labor Day press conference after again denying that story in The Atlantic, corroborated by other outlets that quoted President Trump calling fallen service members losers and suckers. The president said he treats the troops better than former Vice President Joe Biden did. Biden, Trump said, sent them to fight endless wars.
It's one of the reasons the military, I'm not saying the military is in love with me, the soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, just start with some context here. The president's critics say he was calling generals war profiteers. What did you hear?
Yeah, I heard echoes of that. He's trying to explain the comments that were reported on in The Atlantic by saying this isn't about his comments about soldiers so much as an opposition that exists toward military officials who want war, and he's presenting himself as someone who doesn't. And I think that's the message he was trying to send.
Well, and the president and his supporters say just that, that he was presenting himself as almost an Eisenhower figure. President Trump tweeted that out, referring to what President Dwight Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, said in his farewell address in 1961. Let's listen to a little.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Now, was Trump also warning against what became known as the vast military-industrial complex? Are they the same?
I think you have to put the words in context. Look, Eisenhower was a military hero, so he spoke with great reverence for the soldiers who fight for the country. He spent his entire second term before that speech actually fighting against defense spending and trying to cut the defense budget so there wasn't much waste. It wasn't just a comment he made at the end of his presidency. And it was a kind of thought through, systematic idea about how the military should be structured. Again, what we're talking about with President Trump are comments about soldiers, not really about the military. And his record has no evidence that he cares about how military spending happens, just the opposite. He kind of likes the status quo.
Well, let's talk about that, because people are saying that even if he was trying to bask in some of Eisenhower's glory, Eisenhower warning against what this huge industry that was growing up around the military, not saying it was the generals who were unleashing war to profit from it, but saying that the industry was trying to co-opt it, that President Trump is actually someone who's been pushing arms sales, along with aides like Peter Navarro. They pushed arms sales to Saudi Arabia for use in the war in Yemen. It's been reported that Navarro worked to lobby reluctant lawmakers to support those sales, which continue. The president's Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, is a former defense contractor lobbyist. He worked for Raytheon. It's kind of blatantly hypocritical.
Right. I mean, often what you have to do with President Trump is just look at the record, his own record, before we evaluate what he has to say. And his record is not one where he spent much time, as President Eisenhower did, after actually going after these problems. And from Secretary Esper to comments President Trump has made boasting of arms sales to Saudi Arabia, it seems more clear that he's okay with the military-industrial complex, if that's what we're going to call it. And this is just a convenient way to try to get out of what The Atlantic has reported.
Well, Julian, is there any precedent for this? This driving a wedge, actually, in that comment between the troops and their generals, dissing their generals in that statement. And then The Atlantic story. Even a Fox News reporter is confirming that the president made those comments about troops. Is there any other president in history who said these things about the military?
Well, there's presidents who have had a lot of tension with military leaders. Harry Truman, as president, had immense tension with Douglas MacArthur over the strategy in Korea and tensions that existed between the two of them. John F. Kennedy famously didn't like a lot of military leaders like Curtis LeMay because he felt they were moving too quickly into war. That's different, though, than being very disparaging about people who actually fought and about the soldiers who were captured. Those are qualitatively different kinds of comments. And I think that's what the critics are pointing to.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, who puts news into historical perspective for us. Julian, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.